Live Updates: Trump Holds Wisconsin Rally. By Tony Lee on October 24, 2020. President Donald Trump will hold a Saturday evening rally in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for live updates. All times Eastern. 10:23 p.m., as he wraps up another raucous rally. Trump says his opponents will be exhausted after he wins again, and this is a fight they never expected. 10:16 p.m., Trump says in the next 4 years he will make America the manufacturing superpower of the world and end the country's reliance on China while banning deadly sanctuary cities. 10:15 p.m., Trump says he is forging peace in the Middle East instead of engaging in more never-ending wars, talking up many, many more deals that are ready to be signed. He says he did more in 4 years than Biden has done in 47 years. 10:12 p.m., Trump says the radical left is trying to burn America down and only your vote can save America. 10:11 p.m., Trump warns Biden has signaled he wants open borders in addition to mass amnesty and free health care for illegal immigrants. Trump warns a Biden-Harris win will trigger a tsunami of illegal immigration from all corners to every community. 10:07 p.m., Trump says nobody has ripped off America over the last 25 years like China. He gives China a lot of credit and wishes America had ripped off China in a similar way. He says it was not just Obama but all the presidents before him. Trump says the ink wasn't dry on the trade deal with China before the plague came in. Trump claims a lot of countries don't want him to win. He says he is doing a good job because Germans like Obama more than Trump. He says it's because he's America first. 10:06 p.m., Trump talks about ending the NAFTA nightmare and negotiating the USMCA. He says it will be very costly now for companies to leave America for Mexico or Canada. 10:05 p.m., Trump talking up his executive order to start the process of restoring the pensions of Delphi workers. 10:03 p.m., Trump says he would rather run against a great candidate. He says there is so much pressure on him because Biden is such a terrible candidate. If we win Wisconsin, we win, Trump says. We win Wisconsin, it's over. 10:02 p.m., Trump warns of six-story buildings in the suburbs with low-income people and a lot of crime if Biden wins and reenacts regulations. Suburban women, you better love Donald Trump, he says. Trump also mocks the great geniuses who predicted women wouldn't vote for Trump for years ago. 10:01 p.m., Trump thinks he is doing very well in the suburbs and says it is pretty cool that he released the 60 Minutes interview. 9:59 p.m., Trump points out he asked Biden if he could name one law enforcement association that endorsed him, and Biden could not name one. 9:58 p.m., Trump says he is honored by the 300-plus law enforcement officers who have showed up, including a member of the Milwaukee chapter of the Latino Police Officers Association. 9:56 p.m., Trump says Biden wants to abolish cash bail and eliminate mandatory minimum sentencing even for the most heinous crimes. He says Biden will turn the country into one giant sanctuary for criminal illegal aliens. Trump says MS-13 would be running rampant if not for Border Patrol and ICE. Trump says his administration has removed thousands and brought them the hell out of the country. Trump says ICE agents are tough as hell and heroes for going into MS-13 nests. 9:52 p.m., Trump now playing video of Biden's past remarks on systemic racism and law enforcement and Social Security. Trump wonders if he would do better running against Bernie. 9:50 p.m., Trump warns that the flag-burning rioters will run the federal government if Biden wins. Trump asks voters to stop these anti-American radicals and give Biden a thundering defeat. Trump says it's not Biden but the people who control him. Trump predicts Biden will not be there too long because the radical left loves Harris. Trump says that party is a mess and their numbers are dropping like a rock while his are going up. Trump says this is going to be a bigger version of 4 years ago because he is going to win by a lot more. 9:46 p.m., Trump says Sleepy Joe has made a corrupt bargain with socialists, communists, Marxists, and left-wing extremists who are filled with venom, hatred and rage. Trump tells the crowd to just look at Portland. He says there wouldn't be a Kenosha had it not been for him, and talks up all of his law enforcement endorsements. 9:45 p.m., Trump wonders if Ock ever took a course in the environment. Trump says Biden will raise taxes to support the Green New Deal and warns they will rebuild buildings with smaller windows. Trump says he wants his big windows for the views. 9:42 p.m., Trump says he gave working Americans the biggest tax cut in history and Sleepy Joe wants to raise the hell out of your taxes. Trump says Biden is the only politician he has ever seen who is campaigning on the largest tax increase in history. He also warns of the new regulations Biden will enact. Think of what they want to do, Trump says. He says as long as he is there, tax cuts and the Second Amendment are safe because it has to go through the president. 9:36 p.m., Trump asks the crowd if they saw the last question when Biden revealed he wanted to transition away from oil. Trump now hitting Biden for flip-flopping on fracking. Trump says Biden is basically against oil. Trump says it's not even in Texas because Biden is against oil, guns, and God. Trump says that doesn't work in Wisconsin or Texas. Trump also thanking Bernie Sanders for doing him a lot of favors for calling out Biden on his past Social Security statements. He again says Sanders should a sportsmanship award for being such a good loser every time and just taking it. 9:35 p.m., Trump says the Hispanics liked his first debate performance because he was tough. 9:33 p.m., Trump says when he was told of the bad news that Obama is campaigning for Sleepy Joe, he said that Obama didn't initially endorse Biden and was in shock that Biden won the nomination. He points out Obama first told Biden that he didn't have to run for president. Trump says Biden, 1% Joe, only got 1% in prime time. 9:31 p.m., Trump says Barack Hussein Obama came on the scene today to help Biden. Crowd boos. He claims he could have had 100,000 people if not for the configurations. Trump says Sleepy Joe is capable of doing one of these every couple of days and he never leaves Delaware, 2 minutes from the basement. Something's going on, Trump says. They see it. Trump says as good as it was 4 years ago, this is stronger than it ever was. There has never been anything like it. Trump now says the media have been trying for a lot of years to get him with questions. 9:30 p.m., Trump talks about how states run by Democrats must open and says the only person who has freedom to roam around is Gretchen Whitmer's husband. Trump says he is doing well in Michigan because he is fighting her. Trump says the vaccines are coming and they are going to be really amazing and talks up the amazing therapeutics. Trump says after the therapeutics he feels better now than he did before he got the coronavirus. 9:27 p.m., Trump says he's going to hold a bunch of rallies in the last few days and then he'll go home and sleep after the election is over. He is talking extensively about the best doctors in the world treating him for the coronavirus and how each one of them studied different parts of his body. Trump says he told the doctors he had to get back on the campaign trail because he was running against Sleepy Joe. Can you imagine losing to this guy? 9:23 p.m., Trump claims he got the Big Ten and Pac-12 back. He says he didn't know too much about it until the Biden campaign put out an ad blaming him for canceling the season. Trump says the athletes are young, strong people but may not be as tall as his 14-year-old son. Wisconsinites happy after the Badgers look like they have found a quarterback in Graham Mertz. 9:20 p.m., Trump says there is some interesting things happening in the race and the press are very nervous when he is talking because they are seeing things that are happening in Florida. Trump says the media are asking what's going on in Florida, North Carolina, Pennsylvania. Trump, though, says he's a little worried about Philadelphia because there's a lot of things going on. Trump says Iowa and Nebraska are looking great because of $28 billion from China to the farmers. Trump says he's also doing great in Michigan, citing one poll that has him up 2 points. Trump says the fake news are saying this isn't supposed to happen and this is going even faster than it did 4 years ago. 9:17 p.m., Trump says Biden has been outsourcing jobs, opening borders, and sacrificing American blood and treasure in foreign wars for the last half century. Trump says he fights for the middle class and says he thinks Biden is fighting for Hunter. He says what the media have done is even more of a disgrace than the Bidens. He says there has never been a more egregious assault on our people and country than what the media are doing. Trump says add big tech and cites Section 230. Trump said he had a much easier life in business. He says he thought politics would be easier before encountering the swamp. Trump says the Biden deal is pretty crazy as the crowd chants lock him up. 9:15 p.m., Trump thanks the crowd. We had such luck here 4 years ago, Trump says, predicting he will win by even more this year. 9:13 p.m., Trump ready to take the stage. Enthusiastic crowd has been waiting in the cold for hours. 9:05 p.m., crowd chanting USA. As Trump's motorcade begins to arrive. 8:59 p.m., Trump motorcade expected to arrive soon. 8:30 p.m., Trump has landed in Milwaukee and is on his way to Waukesha. Thousands of supporters waiting in the cold. 7:59 p.m., Trump is a machine with these rallies.